from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Portland, if you've ever wondered where to get your Blazers, Ducks, and Bees, it's right here on the airwaves of 1080. 1080 The Fan with Danny and Dusty. It's Danny and Dusty and Rust from noon till 3.
Here on a Monday afternoon on Danny and Dusty, whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan, or Twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan, we appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us on this lovely, lovely Monday, following week one of the NFL, week two of college football in the books, moving to week three. But boy, do we have some storylines inside the top 25 as Oregon survives a scare. Many others inside the top 25 did not.
And this is the thing, Oregon flirting with disaster, but finding success somehow, some way, sticking the landing. It's not easy, right? They're 2-0. Oregon's 2-0. They have been flirting with not being one of these casualties like Notre Dame, mm-hmm. that went down. And they went down hard.
Notre Dame paid Northern Illinois $1.4 million to punch them in the mouth.
He's lining it up. 5 seconds left. NIU up 16-14. 62-yarder. Snap, hold, Jeter's kick. It's blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! Picked up by NIU! Picked up by NIU! The Huskies have done it! The Huskies with the biggest upset in NIU history! They come to South Bend, Indiana, and they knock off the number 5 team in the country. NIU 16, Notre Dame 14. The football gods were shining down on NIU.
I found myself, Andy Garcia on the call.
Great call.
NIU
Boy,
Radio.
Quite
Network.
The career pivot.
Yeah, he doesn't sound the same.
No.
He doesn't sound the same. But that was one of those games where I told you this last week about Riley Leonard, right? Riley Leonard, what you see is what you get with him. He is a battering ram. He is a strong quarterback. if you need him to throw the football for you, it's not going to work out well.
It's, I mean, Notre Dame, Texas A&M in week one was a horrendous game. And I came away from that game, Nemec texted me after this one. He goes, it's week one, man. I was like, I don't think either of these teams are any good. Going into that, after what, like, again, I know how early it is, and you can change.
Notre Dame has done this before where they stub their toe early and then they end up.
Then they play no one the rest of the season and they somehow magically end up there and they get to a bowl game and they get smashed in the mouth.
Well, last year they smashed Oregon State in the mouth and they had one of those losses last year too, right?
Yes.
I mean, this is what. And look, Oregon State was depleted.
Yeah, I would say there's.
But remember 2 years ago when they lost to Marshall out of the gate. They were 0-2 out of the gate. They lost to Ohio State and Marshall back-to-back weeks. And then they end up rattling off, I think, 8 of their next 9 games. They ended up winning. I can't explain it, but getting guys every single week to get up to the level of the competition, you saw it against A&M, I don't think. I think what you were right about out of week one was Texas A&M and Notre Dame, they don't have quarterbacks that can carry you to wins.
No, and Riley Leonard.
But that doesn't mean that they're not good teams.
I should say, when I'm saying not good, I'm talking about these are not teams that should be remotely associated with the college football playoff. They might be a top 25, top 30, top 40 team pretty clearly.
Yeah.
But the line for a CFP team, they don't have the quarterback play. Riley Leonard objectively hurt Notre Dame against NIU. He was bad.
Yeah. And
although Jeremiah Love had maybe one of the most obscene runs of the college football season. Mm-hmm. Did you see the hurdle?
I did.
He hurdled a guy damn near standing. That was incredible.
In Notre Dame's, in like, it's the weird, college football is the weirdest damn thing.
It's
because of momentum, because you got kids, and because they were high on their own supply after beating A&M on the road, thinking that, hey, they listened to what everybody else said, which was, hey, you from here on out, you're on easy street, Notre
Dame.
You don't
play anybody else.
You've got to beat Louisville. You've got to beat USC. And if you win those two games, you are in the college football playoff. Full stop. And so they were reading into that, right? And that is a really tough thing to get through in the world of college football. We saw it even with Alabama and Nick Saban last year when they barely slipped by, you know, USF.
Mm-hmm.
And it bit Notre Dame this year. It's bitten them in years past, and I think that's the big bugaboo about, you know, Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame is that they have one of these every damn year.
In the other big game of the week, the biggest game of the week, Texas-Michigan, it was a slaughter.
Yep.
31-12 does not underscore how much of a butt-kicking that game was.
No, it was in the trenches where Michigan's supposed to impose their will. They didn't, with one of the best defensive lines in the country, they were unable to affect and really change Quinn Ewers as a quarterback, because that's where Michigan did such a great job over the last handful of years is they would muddy up a game and make a quarterback feel really uncomfortable.
And zero sacks.
You never got that feeling with Quinn Ewers. They did do a decent enough job of at the point of attack in the run game, but the game was over by the time any of it mattered.
Yeah.
So they can't run the ball very well. I think it was a big statement by Texas's defensive line and their front seven to say, we know that we can force Michigan to be one dimensional and they're not going to beat us with their arm. And they didn't.
And Davis Warren is not the answer quarterback for that Michigan team.
That's a big win for Texas though, going on the road, even though, you know, Michigan may not be the team last year that they were, and they may be riding on a little bit of reputation. They imposed their will and they said, no, we are deserving of being one of those top teams in all of college football that everybody circled heading into the beginning of the season.
Utah, they have a bit of a scare early on as he is wont to do. Cam Rising gets dinged up against Baylor. And the second Cam Rising goes down, Utah looks like Utah State.
Yeah. Now, the good news is yesterday, Kyle Whittingham came out, had his availability and said he doesn't believe that is a serious injury to the hand of Cam Rising, but we don't know anything more than that.
Yeah.
And that's a tough one. That's a game I had circled just to see what we were going to get out of Utah in the Big 12, right? That was an interesting matchup just because first Big 12 game, you're playing against a Baylor team that has been improved. I don't know, man.
I mean, early on, Utah looked
rising,
like
if Rising is hurt, they're done.
They're done.
They're done.
But if he's okay, they'll be more than fine. They were going to blow the doors off Baylor until Rising came in. And the second Isaac Wilson came in, it was like, oh no.
Quarterback seems to be an important position.
Maybe nowhere more than at Utah in the top 25.
And they got Utah State coming up this week, and if we learned anything watching USC against Utah State, that's a broken program.
They are bad.
Yep. Well, Blake Anderson, their coach, got fired like a week before camp started.
Yeah. In the are they back category, both Miami and Tennessee with their quarterbacks, Cam Ward and Nico Amileva. Oof, the quarterback Heisman hype, which I think was shifted towards some guys to start this season, has shifted towards, I think, probably three guys in the country right now in Ward, Amileva, and Quinn Ewers out of the gate.
Yeah.
And you've got some pretty interesting storylines from some top quarterbacks in the country. What Tennessee did to NC State is they embarrassed NC State and the ACC.
Oh, no way. Never saw that coming. The ACC is awful. It's a bad conference, and Miami should boat race everybody in that league. But again, like we were talking about with Notre Dame, the hardest part that Mario Cristobal is going to have to do is not get his team caught up in all the hype that's surrounding their team and how bad everybody else is in that league, because we saw they're going to have Cal. They have to go to Berkeley and play Cal. Cal went on the road, got a decent win at Auburn, which Auburn's not a top 25 team.
No, but going into an SEC house, and they went on the road and won. Difficult place to play, and they won.
They went on the road and they won. And how about the Pac-12, the former Pac-12?
21-3.
And 3-0 against the former SEC. Mm-hmm. I mean,
two of the three losses of the former Pac-12 belong to Prime. The only other loss is Stanford.
They've only lost one game, though. They're 1-1. Colorado?
What was the other one that I saw?
They beat North Dakota State.
Oh, that's right. They did beat North Dakota State.
And they lost. Stanford lost to TCU.
And then what was the third one then?
I don't know.
I can't remember that now. Okay.
The Pac-2 is undefeated.
Undefeated.
I do know that.
And heading into rivalry games.
And that's fun.
Which is probably a good place to pivot to talk some Beavers.
There you go.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk some Beavs as they go down and hand their first road shutout in 41 years. Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I had to do some quick sleuthing. The former Pac-12 is 21-2. Your only two losses belonging to Stanford and Colorado.
Yeah.
Everybody else undefeated, including those Beavers down in Corvallis, who went down to San Diego State and won 21-0 in a game where they held a road opponent scoreless for the first time in 41 years, as the aforementioned nastiest football game of all time, a 0-0 tie between Oregon and Oregon State.
Yeah, it was the Toilet Bowl, as it's referred to. 1983, Civil War, last time the Beavs went on the road and won a game in shutout fashion. Well, I guess they didn't even win that game. Shut out an opponent on the road, period, full stop. In this game, boy, it was something. Oregon State, in their defense, it is really hard to shut anybody out in any football game. I mean, it truly is. But it is even more difficult when you have to go in on the road and do it. And then, look, Oregon State isn't like Alabama, where they have these juggernaut teams that are taken on the road every year in and year out. But the way that San Diego State's got their issues, they just hired Sean Lewis, former offensive coordinator at Colorado, who was at Kent State prior to that as the head coach.
You remember, Lewis did really well at Colorado, but he was blamed for the offensive line sucking.
And he did a really damn good job at Kent State, too. I mean, he was really good. But this year, they're starting a true freshman quarterback, Danny O'Neill, and he looked like a freshman in that game. And they pride themselves on running the football with Marquez Cooper, who last week he went off for 223 yards, had a phenomenal game. And did you see what he said after that game?
Mm-mm.
He was asked about Ashton Gentry going for 267 against Georgia Southern, and he said, "I'm out to prove that I'm the best back in this league." He went for 13 carries, 53 yards.
Mm.
And he did not Ashton Gentry the Oregon State Beavers.
No.
Beavs did a really good job of controlling them. But their offense has got to be explosive, and they've got to have explosives early in the game. They jumped out to a 7-0 lead. And this is why it's hard to shut a team out, is because of the fact that when you're shutting a team out, you're controlling the game and you feel comfortable and you have that sense and tendency to let the foot off the gas. It was 7-0 heading into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, no, this whole idea of, like, we've kind of maddened or college footballed ourselves to death with video games and, like, what scores are supposed to actually be.
Yep.
Getting a shutout is a difficult thing, no matter who you're playing. You want to talk about Oregon putting up 81 points. How did Portland State eventually score? Was it 81-0 or was it 81-7?
No, it was 81-7, but that was early in the game they scored. But I think it was the first drive for Portland State.
But again, my point being, even Portland State was able to, like, putting up a touchdown, a score on the board is something that happens regularly. It doesn't matter who you play. And so for an Oregon State team to go down there and shut a team out, no matter how much disillusion or disarray a organization or a program is in, this Oregon State one isn't exactly standing on the most solid ground.
No.
So it's a hell of an accomplishment.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And look, they got the ball rolling again after what was seeming like punt, 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 punt. And then they missed a field goal in the second quarter. And then it went back to just punt, 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 punt. Again, just like in the Boise State-Oregon game, sudden change affects you.
Mm-hmm.
And that fumble from San Diego State, sudden change, your defense has to come from resting, going over stuff on the sidelines to, oh, nope, back out on the field. Oregon State goes down, and they just march their way down the field, and they finally get it up to 14-0. And when you have, when you are feeding off of, San Diego State was going in to score. Like, it wasn't like it was this, you know, easy 7-0 lead where San Diego State didn't even sniff the end zone. They were on the 2-yard line, man. They're on the 2-yard line going in to score, and Oregon State's defense made a play.
Walled up.
They made a play, and they got the ball back for their offense. But then a 98-yard drive, you just saw at that sudden change when you started to see San Diego State was getting back into it, the crowd starting to get back into it, that they're feeling a little bit of momentum that we're not going to go away in this game. All of a sudden, a death march, 13-play, 98-yard drive when Oregon State needed it the most. That's why sudden change is a backbreaker, man. And it broke San Diego State after that. They were done after that.
I mean, you run the ball, was it 51 times? Yeah, 51 times or 237 yards. That'll break your back.
Yeah.
Run the ball.
That's what you do.
What is that, 78 total downs between passes? Yeah, That's controlling the clock, man.
Well,
good Lord.
Did you see the time of possession?
No, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, that's
the time
that's
of possession
wild.
Was 41-19. Yeah. Like, it was San Diego State's offense was atrocious.
Anemic.
Atrocious. But give Oregon State a ton of credit for what they did defensively. And, like, this is the thing that is impressive about what Oregon State is doing is that you talk about new pieces. You would talk about the transfer portal and having those guys gel and that affecting both sides of the football. They had a mass exodus from that roster, and they brought guys in mm-hmm. at Oregon State. They have come together very quickly, and they were sound on third down. It was only like 2 of 12, I think, San Diego State was on third down. They bowed their back when it mattered the most, and I give the Beavs a ton of credit for going down there. That is not an easy thing to do. I don't care if their offense didn't look pretty when they did it. They ran the ball down their throat, and they kept leaning on it. That 98-yard drive was a thing of beauty. Offensive linemen around the world just absolutely loved it. Kyle Devan has done a really good job with that O-line.
Good old-fashioned
death march. What we're starting to see now is that maybe it wasn't your offensive lineman in Colorado, Dion, because two of them are doing a pretty good job at Oregon State right now.
Interesting. And that was as I was driving this morning, I can't remember who I was listening to, and they highlighted what teams are doing to Colorado in that vein. They're saying, run the ball. We're maybe gonna put three guys in the box. Like we're just gonna pack
them to.
Gonna be the game plan for everybody that plays Colorado going forward, which is put three down linemen and just go ahead.
They are not a well coached team.
Oregon State might be getting better.
No, they are. I mean, Kyle Devan's was a hell of an offensive lineman. Did a really good job at his previous stops too. Albeit he hasn't been coaching for like a decade plus, but he is a really tactically sound coach too. I mean,
and those are the kind of things you have to do when you have to make those sudden changes in your coaching staff.
Yeah. I think when the pieces get in there too, it'll be interesting to see Gunderson settle in as a play caller as well. Because right now you're going, they're working through some stuff with McCoy at quarterback. You understand his limitations as a thrower. I mean, he threw for a ton of yards at Idaho, but he is a creator. He's a play creator. And I think that's what Gunderson likes about having him back behind center.
All right, well, we'll pivot back to the NFL now. We've got some news and notes coming out, the injuries from week one, but we also still have one more game from week one to get to.
Oh, we do?
Oh, yeah. The Jets and the 49ers will get underway here to wrap up week number one in San Francisco. We'll get to that in a more, but first, here's Big Kahuna with Sports and Update.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
Little news and notes here, as Jeff Rust alluded to in the update there. Old Puka Nacua throwing on IR.
Can we just stop for 1 second and say that the name of this band is Bullet for My Valentine?
Yeah.
The guy who does metal to yacht rock needs to take Bullet for My Valentine and make this into a nice little love song. That guy does a great job. He puts out some bangers.
Here's a crazy one for you. Okay, I know this isn't your music. Just listening to the music, though.
Yeah.
If I told you these guys were all British, would you believe it?
No. Well, that's how with like most music, though.
It's so crazy. Like, when I first heard them, I was really into them, and I was like, oh, this band's rules. And then all of a sudden, I found out they're British, and I was like,
nope, points, don't like you
points
anymore.
Points deducted.
You can't be metal and be British.
Well, here's the thing is, they aren't the Bullet for My Valentine, so therefore I like them.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's bands that put the in front of it. I'm sure.
They probably got plenty of metal in their teeth to fill those cavities.
Well, hey-o! No, that's see, porcelain.
That's giving them too much credit. They don't do anything to their teeth.
Wow.
Look, man, I was over there for a long time. It doesn't make any sense. It's like they just don't care.
Yeah, well.
It's very...
It seems like it would be painful.
It's very... Like, my teeth aren't the best. My teeth are stained. I chewed for 25 years. And my teeth are still better than 98% of England's.
Mm, all right.
It's tough.
Wouldn't so you still want to be concerned about having stank breath?
Yeah. You would think. That's why you just keep drinking tea. Just, freshen up that palate.
Yeah.
Or Guinness.
Ugh. Or Guinness.
God.
Yeah.
Hot tea and Guinness. Two things I don't like. I'm a cold tea guy.
Well, I like tea.
I like some sun tea. Like a good old cold sun tea.
Arizona iced tea. Which don't change their prices. Like a Costco dog.
It's great. They did raise the prices on those, didn't they?
No, they're
Was it the pizza they raised the price
on?
Yeah,
they said the dog and the soda will not change.
Yeah, it was a pizza they raised the price on, because that was a good deal, too. Not a good deal for the Rams. Puka Nacua out for at least a month as he's thrown on IR.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, Antoine Winfield also...
Probably going to be longer.
...dinged up with the Buccaneers, and it turns out, there's more reporting, that the Buccaneers, basically the entire secondary is banged up now and going to be missing some time. So... week one, we managed to avoid probably the devastating injuries that we've had. I don't know, like Aaron Rodgers, 4 snaps into his Jets debut.
Who plays tonight?
Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets will take on the San Francisco Giants in San Francisco, because they don't play in San Francisco.
Santa Clara, baby.
Santa Clara, 45 minutes away, where they've shown a couple camera angles panned out from the park, and the smoke is rolling in from the wildfires. It looks, look, don't be wrong, San Francisco looks like crap to begin with, but ugh.
Yeah.
Hard pass. What's a more enticing storyline for you? The return of Aaron Rodgers off the Achilles injury, or the 49ers reintroducing everyone back out there after all the drama they've had this summer?
Yeah, I think it's Aaron Rodgers. I really do, because their defense is still good. But I want to see a competent quarterback throwing the ball to Garrett Wilson. Is Aaron Rodgers going to be the same, a shell of the same quarterback that he was? We're talking about a guy who had back-to-back MVP seasons 3 and 4 years ago.
Yeah. And then his next year was down, but still very good.
Still very good, and then he ruptures his Achilles and is out for all of last year. And when you're 40 years old, it doesn't...
Your body heals differently.
But mobility he has adapted his game because Aaron Rodgers was a runner.
Aaron ran a 4.5 at the combine.
Aaron Rodgers was very mobile, and that was a skill and a trait that he used to his advantage. He is, even before the injury, adapted that to where he knew he couldn't take those hits. He couldn't run the way he did.
It wasn't Peyton or Eli either, where he was a statue in the pocket, where it looked like he was going to hurt himself.
But
running.
How much does this affect him? That, to me, is going to be a fascinating storyline, because they've got weapons that can beat you in a variety of ways, whether it's Garrett Wilson, who's the big play game breaker, Mike Williams, big body possession guy, Alan Lazard, his little safety blanket that he can always check down to. And then Breece Hall out of the backfield. And what does it open up for Breece Hall to have a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, where defenses don't just have to load the box and account for him all
day
long?
And his giant forehead.
Did their offensive line improve at all, though?
Yeah, that's obviously the question, because that was the issue coming out of camp and preseason. Was like, can they keep Aaron upright? And then 4 plays in, no, they couldn't, because he got a little ankle pick. And it wasn't a bad or a malicious hit. Just it happens.
He was ready to go.
Yeah.
But they got Elijah Vera Tucker. You got Tyron Smith. We'll see. Those TBD
two,
on that.
Those two, if they're healthy, then that's a question with both of them, are very good.
Yeah.
But
hey, that's one of the things out of week one in the NFL that we didn't really talk about because they also, as a backup, they've got Olufashinu, right?
Yes. The Penn State wrecking ball.
The rookie lineman played, it wasn't just Joe Alt. The rookie offensive lineman played out of their mind this week.
I mean, Olufashinu was looked at as a guy on the freaks list as a guy that just you didn't want to deal with.
Pass block win rates, according to Seth Walder of ESPN. Talis Fuaga, 94%.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Guyton, 84%. Mm-hmm. Joe Alt, 79%. Kingsley Suamataia, 69%. Nice. Yeah. J.C. Latham, 65%. I mean, they...
Those are
the
win
rookies
rates.
Were showing out in week one.
Well, I think league average last year on win rates was like 55, 56.
They did. Those guys did a really good job, and it's only week one, but
they'll get better.
They played really stinking well.
In Aaron Rodgers news, did you see the news?
No.
Oh. Aaron Rodgers.
VP.
Enigma.
The Netflix doc.
Netflix doc coming out in December, documenting the entire part of his recovery. Oh, it's already done, buddy.
How long until the documentary that he's probably producing, he's going to have it take issue and exception to and be like, oh, they didn't tell the whole story. And well, it's going to start with him being like, this is the unfiltered,
they have one of his trainers, I can't remember his name. He also worked with Kobe and Michael Jordan. They've already like done like the promo work, and it highlights, he goes, those guys believe that their bodies were capable of doing things that were outside science. Like, they thought that their bodies could heal better, and then they could play through stuff that nobody else, like, they have, like, it's basically a disease. Like, they what made them so good was that they had a belief that they were superior, like, as human beings, that mentally they could overcome injuries. Like, Kobe had an Achilles tear and came back from it. The difference between Kobe Bryant pre and post Achilles was drastic.
Yeah.
And the only people who don't acknowledge that are Laker fans. He was an entirely different player. He was really the last guy, I think, who had his game really impacted by it. Everybody else since then has, it's not that's dismissed.
Before you text it, Wes Matthews was before Kobe.
Yes. But like the guys that have, the whatever they've done treatment-wise has made things better. Like, it's actually kind of insane. It was a death sentence 8 years ago, and now it's something that guys come back from.
Yeah.
Who was the running back that tore his last year? There was a running back that tore his Achilles last year, or 2 years ago, and came back last year, and it was like it was nothing. It was only out for 8 months. It was like, what the hell? How does that happen? But I am going to be interested to see, number one, how Aaron looks.
Yeah.
Like, mentally, physically, you know, does... This is a guy who's basically seen everything in the NFL. He's been around for forever. But does he get jittery? You know, you can be the greatest ever to ever having done it.
Some of those clips kind of look like from joint team stuff. And again, guy, no preseason. How's this going to affect him?
Yeah. And then the other side of this is the team they're playing. San Francisco was embroiled in controversy after controversy after controversy of their own creation. And then their rookie wide receiver got shot in the chest.
Yeah. I mean, you have Trent Williams, who by all reports and accounts is going to be full go, no limitations. Brandon Ayuk probably going to be on a pitch count. So
Christian McCaffrey, limited.
We'll see. Yeah, with this calf strain, never good.
Debo Samuel's never healthy.
Well, he is at the beginning of the year.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, broke his shoulder last year. Mm. That was nasty.
Love Debo, but he's never truly healthy. And then didn't Kittle have a knock, too, that he picked up?
Yes.
Yeah, he had something. Yeah. But that's the 49ers in a nutshell,
yep.
Is that they are the most talented roster in the NFL, but they're hanging on by a thread.
And they are going to be, that's the thing about acquiring all the talent and accumulating all the talent that they have, is that you can go through those nicks, bumps, and bruises. They just can't be all at the same time, and that's what you hope if you're a 49er fan. So I'm interested for both these teams tonight and what we're going to see in Monday Night Football, because there is so much unknown with New York and Aaron Rodgers being under center for more than four plays. And then for San Francisco, all that drama that you just outlined with everything that surrounded them. It's just been a cloud. And you sit there and we've seen this before with teams, and it usually doesn't go well.
No.
It doesn't go well.
Like, you know, we haven't talked about this. Maybe we can wrap the NFL up with the Eagles and Packers a little bit here, besides the field. The line right now in the San Francisco Jets game is 4.5 for the 49ers.
Yeah.
That seems a little, because 3 points is usually what you get at home. So they're saying they're 1.5 points better than the Jets with the quarterback coming off an Achilles tear?
I think
and
some of that is
to be a Super Bowl favorite.
I think some of it's trying to bait Jets fans into getting some hope and getting some action.
Don't
get
me wrong. Those New York markets love it, but it's very interesting. I do want to pivot back to the Friday night game, because we haven't talked about that game in particular much. That Packers-Eagles game, beyond the field being an S show, that game was horrendous. Jalen Hurts looked atrocious. Not okay. He looked awful.
Yep.
And all I could think was, I hope Saquon is good for them, because I don't know if you can trust Jalen Hurts to win you a game right now the way that he's playing. Now, Saquon was more than up to the task, but now you've also got the Packers with Jordan Love with an MCL injury. Now that division looks a little more open, if that's something. That's probably the most significant injury, right? Of week one, is Jordan Love going down?
I would say, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A guy who's an MVP candidate.
Yeah. Yep. But I mean, thankfully, not a torn MCL, thankfully. But what was your overall takeaway from that Eagles-Packers game? Because I came away thinking, holy crap, the Eagles are in trouble, even though they won.
I think there is a big TBD on Philly still. And I don't... Jordan Love getting hurt, and look, that didn't affect the game because it was the last play.
Yeah.
I mean, but Green Bay, I think, is going to be all right in that division. The Vikings looked impressive, but who were they playing?
Yeah.
They were playing the Giants.
1.5 points.
Sam Darnold completed his first 12 completions, though. And Kevin O'Connell is a really good coordinator. They have weapons abound. They're going to be a sneaky team. But Chicago still has their warts. And we'll see how fast Caleb Williams and the offense can catch up. Their defense still good. Detroit is the class of the NFC North. And then I think Green Bay is still going to settle in right behind Detroit, just like they did last year. Mm-hmm. So I'm not too concerned about that, but there is something with a lack of continuity with Jalen Hurts, and I think a little bit of it has to do with Kellen Moore being his play caller now. Mm-hmm. You think about that. He's on his third play caller in 3 years. That's tough for a quarterback to go through, but the protection wasn't bad. We did find that without Jason Kelce, the tush-push, not effective, and that will be... kind of as the season wears on and it goes on, you had Jalen Hurts asked to do more as far as getting everybody ready pre-snap because of no Jason Kelce. And I think that maybe slowed him down between the years as you're getting pre-snap and then post-snap as he kind of settles in. I think he'll be okay. I was impressed with Philly. Saquon Barkley leaning on the run game, that's going to be a big one that they can use. Patrick Queen lived up to being the acquisition that he was.
Yeah, Ravens are missing him.
He's really stinking good.
Yeah.
And so I think they're going to be, once their pieces kind of settle in, Kellen Moore as a play caller, Cowboys fans, Chargers fans, they can give all the Eagles fans in the world all the reasons to be concerned about play calling in pivotal games and as the season wears on.
All right, come on. We'll put a nice little bow on the first week of both college and NFL. Back in action here on Danny Dusty, Danny the Fan. Week one of the NFL wraps tonight with the Jets and the 49ers. But there were some standout performances, specifically as it pertains to the Northwest team up in Seattle, as they dictated terms to Bo Nix and the Broncos.
It really did. I mean, Bo Nix struggled out of the gate, and I thought Mike McDonald's defense... They played a phenomenal game, it was Reek Willen with the interception or Devin Witherspoon had a fantastic game, but I thought the linebackers played really stinking well, especially Tyrell Dodson at linebacker. He just seemed like he was almost everywhere. And Boye Mafe on the edge, I don't know if Mike McDonald's going to unlock something, but he seemed like he was giving Bo Nix hell on every single snap. He ended up with, I think it was 7 hurries and a sack. He was in the backfield nonstop. Mm-hmm. And that has kind of been one of those missing links with Seattle and their defense. If Mafe can become a nuisance in the backfield.
Be Frank Clark.
Oh, my God. That could unlock a ton defensively because their corners are good.
I mean,
their secondary is good.
I mean, their corners.
And Julian Love had a hell of a game, too.
Yeah, 12 tackles is a good game.
I would say so.
It feels like you don't get as many of those games anymore, but on the other side, Riley Moss had 12 as well. But I feel like you don't get many of the, what was his name for the Panthers? Keekly. I feel like you don't get many of the Keekly tackling games anymore.
Well, because defense has changed so much. Mm-hmm. As tempo was introduced in college and the NFL, like it's not playing every single snap is not that badge of honor anymore.
Yeah.
On the defensive side of the football, it is, all right, we're going to limit your snaps, but you've got to be fresh. And when you're fresh, what do you do when you're out on the field? And that is kind of been a transition that we've seen. You don't see it as much in the secondary, but especially up front where you got to play with so much physicality and speed, you're seeing a lot fewer of those tackles. So the guys who get a lot of tackles are going to be like safeties now, not your inside linebacker who's that plug and in nonstop because of one, scheme, and two, trying to get fresh legs and fresh bodies in the game. Mm. All right. Well, we're already out.
We are.
I still got so many NFL and college football stuff that we need to get to.
We have so much more football stuff.
We're going to be footballing all day tomorrow,
too. Let's not forget, we have rivalry week. It's Oregon State, Washington
State. Got Apple Cup and a Civil War coming up this week.
Kind of weird to have it week three, but it's also kind of nice.
No, it's very weird to have it week three. It makes you... It's kind of a dirty feeling that it's going to be already like 70 degrees in Corvallis, mm-hmm. 72 degrees on Saturday.
And then Geldwin, they're not getting people to show up in Washington.
Up at Lumen Field?
They're running issues with tickets.
Got to get that protest. All right, that'll do it for us on this Monday. We'll see you Tuesday from noon to 3. Up next, 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. It's prime time with us again, Sook, right here on The Fan.
Bye.
No, I am the father.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.